How different is it for you and the rest of the coaches having that year of experience together and working in the system?
I think anytime you do something the second time through, it's smoother. We've been able to look at what we did last year. There's many things we're going to do different. There's some things that we did well last year that we're just going to improve upon. And so once you have the foundation in place, it's always easier when you go back through the second time.
Pat, is it safe to say that even though Nick will probably never have another statistical year in terms of touchdowns to interceptions or quarterback ratings like last year, that he's going to be a better quarterback because of what he knows and the things that he's able to see when
right. he gets back? Yeah, I think last year, statistically, you know, he had some ridiculous numbers, which is great. I think there were many things that he could have done better last year, and he's one of the guys that's really improved, I feel like, through the spring training here. And so, you know, he's going to be a better quarterback as far as I'm concerned, and I think he's looking forward to getting it going.
How do you handle that, though? I mean, it's really unlikely that he's going to have those numbers again. You know, do you have to kind of prepare him for that, or do you – what's your stance on that?
Well, we don't play for the numbers. We play to win games, and – you know, I think that's what's important. And you try to go out on the field to get better at something every day, and I think that's what you strive for. It's not about the numbers from a quarterback standpoint. It's winning football games, and I think that's what Nick's focus is.
Pat, is the biggest challenge now to be different this year? Because everybody knows what you guys did last year. It's all on film. You got to do some things a little differently.
Well, I think every team is a little bit different each year. You know, there's a way that we function. You know, we can try to play fast. We can slow it down and go at a normal pace. But what's most important is whatever we choose to do, we got to do it better. We got to do it more efficiently. And I think that's the challenge as you go into the second year. You know, everybody does some things a little bit different. You add to the offense. You take away. You know your players a little bit better. You have new players, so you focus on doing other things. And so we're no different there.
Speaking of new players, Darren Sproles, what will we – I know I don't expect you to diagram plays for me here, but what will this do – what can you do differently? What can you do that you couldn't do before with Darren Sproles?
Well, I think he's an outstanding running back. Let's make that's what he is. There's a lot of conversation about the fact we brought him in to play receiver. You know, he's played at a very high level for 10 years, and, you know, he brings outstanding leadership. He's one of our hardest workers. First training session, he went out there and he finishes as well as you see from any player. Not to mention the fact he can help us running the ball and catching it. So that's a very strong addition for us.
Without Deshaun, do you have to do things to compensate schematically? I mean, he was a unique type of player.
Well, I think Deshaun, we wish him well. You know, he's no longer here, so our focus is the guys that are here. And the receiving core has done an outstanding job through the spring. Coop's done a great job. Mac looks good coming back, not to mention, you know, some of the other guys that were with us last year. And then Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff and some of the younger players have done an outstanding job as well. So, you know, the guys that are out there got to play their position and play it well. And we need to be a good football team, and I think that'll be the key.
Do you see him in Sproles in the slot a whole lot? Do you think that's something you can do?
He's a running back, so we're going to line him up in the backfield. But there is a portion of our offense where we can be an empty or we can motion him out.
Fortunately, Pat, you're getting two receivers back, and you're getting Derek. Jordan and Jeremy in this offense. How excited are you to see what these guys can do in this offense?
Well, I'm very excited because I've seen him doing some really good things out there this spring, and we'll see how it translates to Sundays. But I think it's gonna be fun. I think everybody knows from the coaches on down the way we want to function better, and we've added some new pieces that we feel like can be very dynamic.
Jordan Matthews, you mentioned him a minute ago. You know what the numbers are for rookie receivers. Usually they're not overwhelming. It's really rare for a rookie receiver to put up big, big numbers. What do you see there? I mean, do you see the potential for that with him? Do you think somebody will play, you know, selected snaps here and there? Or do you have any concept?
Well, once again, I don't know what you're referring to in terms of numbers, but what I see is a big, strong, physical guy that catches the ball. And once he catches it, He's got outstanding run after catch. So when he's in the game, when we throw him the football, we're very confident he's going to catch it. And then once he catches it, we're very confident he's going to run well with it. So, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, we'll look at the end of the year what the numbers are. But once again, you know, I don't think our guys are worried about the numbers. I think each one of them wants to go out there every day and try to be great, try to be better than they were the day before, and help us win football games. And Jordan's no different.
How's Jordan done in picking up the offense?
He's been terrific. I think all receivers now are coming to this league with some background in no huddle type. You know, they function that well. They understand. It's interesting, when we brought him in for one of the 30 visits, he had already looked at a bunch of our games and was able to kind of talk back to us in terms of, you know, this is what you did here, this is how we did it, this is how it compares. So, yeah, he's a special guy when it comes to his preparation. He's very smart. You got to be somewhat intelligent to go to Vanderbilt, from what I'm on. And so, you know,
isn't
I think
that where Kyle was going?
Yeah, fortunately, he thinks like his mom, you know. But I think, no, he comes to us with a great background, and we anticipate he's going to play well.
You had some pretty good production from the tight ends last year. How much more can that increase, knowing that Zach got his first year under his belt and he's just kind of scratching the surface for what he can do?
I don't know. We're going to, you know, hand the ball to Sproles all the time, and not to mention LeSean, and we're going to throw it to all these other guys, so I don't know. But, you know, the tight ends are a very important piece. You know, we line up at times with two and three of them in the game, and, you know, again, I think that group has done a really nice job. Brent Celek is obviously the steady veteran. James Casey's had a great spring, and, you know, we'd like to utilize him more next year, not to mention Zach Ertz, who did a nice job for us catching the ball, and he's improved in all areas.
When did the light go on for him last year?
Well, I think near the middle of the season, I think it started to all make sense. He was playing faster, and you saw his production pick up, you know, at that point. And, you know, I think he's kind of picked up where he left off, and he's had a good spring. And so, I, you know, again, I anticipate he's going to be very productive this fall.